grant that's also being used to fund efforts to create a plan for an influenza epidemic. A professor at the University of Illinois College of Education suggests the No Child Left Behind Act could see serious revisions or even be abandoned as part of the Obama administration. A recent study by language and literacy professor Sarah McCarthy gives the 7-year-old law an F. She says efforts to teach writing are often scrapped so teachers can focus on the benchmarks of reading comprehension and math, the focus area of federally mandated tests. But McCarthy says the biggest problems with the measure is that several novice teachers in low-income schools are fearful of losing their jobs. She says they've had prepackaged materials forced on them after their schools failed earlier tests.
And so even though they've been to college recently and have gotten their certification recently, they feel like they cannot implement many of the ideas that they learned in those settings because so much time is devoted to testing.
McCarthy says teachers become mentally exhausted preparing for tests, leading to a loss in morale. She says the problem is compounded when more experienced teachers are being placed in higher income schools instead of where they're needed most. But McCarthy is very optimistic about potential changes to No Child Left Behind under President-elect Barack Obama, including opportunities for more funding and a new focus on early childhood education. She also suggests the measure should look at the progress of individual students rather than holding them up to absolute standards. Barack Obama's election as the next U.S. president has made Springfield's old state capitol even more historic. Known as an Abraham Lincoln site, the building now has an important link to a 21st century event, the starting point of Obama's successful presidential bid. State officials said yesterday they'll commemorate Obama's appearances at the old state capitol on February 10, 2007, to announce his presidential candidacy, and again on August 23rd of this year to introduce Joe Biden as his choice for vice president. However, officials say they haven't determined how. Dave Blanchett of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency says a plaque could be installed or a more elaborate marker placed at the site. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar says Republicans fared better in Illinois than he expected in Tuesday's election, but he says the party must change if it's going to remain relevant. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Considering the economy, anti-Bush sentiment, changing demographics, and Obama at the top of the ticket, Edgar says it's a saving grace that Illinois Republicans didn't get hurt worse in the election. But Edgar says something disconcerting about the election was that the Hispanic vote largely went to Obama.
We cannot lose the Hispanic vote like we've lost the African-American vote, or we're going to be a minority party forever.
He says the way congressional Republicans dealt with immigration policy in the past couple of years has damaged the GOP's reputation with Hispanics. Edgar says Republicans' survival nationally and in Illinois depends on running Latino candidates and otherwise reaching out to Latino communities. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
It's 5:33.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
And here's Mike Sola with a look at the weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's still 59 degrees on Friends Plaza. We have some light rain in the area. Willard Airport reporting light rain, but it looks like most of the precipitation is now going to be found east of Interstate 57. The areas of the heaviest precipitation right now across southern Vermilion and northern Edgar County, and all the precipitation is pushing off to the east. Now, there was a cell that had developed across portions of Shelby and Macon County, but it looks like that has faded away. And so now we're just looking at the pockets of light to moderate rainfall east of the Interstate 57 corridor. And to the west, maybe a few spots of drizzle, but actually skies are starting to clear out a little bit to the west. And temperatures across Illinois and Indiana right now from 54 degrees at Rochelle and Freeport, as well as the Lewis Airport that's around Romeoville, Illinois. Still at 70 degrees in Kokomo and Fishers in Indiana. And the warm spot in Illinois looks to be Harrisburg at 64 degrees. Overnight tonight, we do look for at least some clearing of the cloud cover. The precipitation should come to an end. Partly cloudy and turning cooler with a low of 41 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny start to the day, but the sky will become cloudy and we'll have a chance for some drizzle or a few showers late in the day. High temperature tomorrow, 51 on a wind out of the southwest. at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy and cool, the low 35. Cloudy, breezy, and cool on Saturday, the high 43. And a chance for a shower or two, maybe a flurry on Saturday night as the low temperature drops down to around 33 degrees. And partly to mostly cloudy on Sunday, the high temperature 44. Currently, we have 59 degrees on Friends Plaza. It was also 59 degrees at Willard Airport. The wind out of the south at 13 miles per hour. A little bit of light fog has developed.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Moscow yesterday, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev staked out a hardline stance against the U.S. It was in an address that bespoke Russia's resurgence as a great power, both in content and in style.
President of Russia, Dmitry Anatolievich Medvedev.
Medvedev